This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
This week, we're going to get a taste of one segment of the early 1990s music scene in Burlington with George Walker Pettit. He's a jazz musician of world renown whose roots have started to regrow here in the Green Mountain State. He's moved back to Vermont after a lot of years as an album producer, an engineer, a composer, and he's got a brand new weekly gig in Burlington. Okay, well, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. It's great to be here.
Tell me in 30 seconds or less, musical background.
Like who I am and stuff?
Yeah, okay. Give me your speech.
I hope it's a long elevator ride. I'm 57 years old. I was born in New York City. I sang at Carnegie Hall and on Broadway when I was 7 or 8 years old. My family moved to Europe when I was 10, and I started playing electric bass professionally in London pubs, quite illegally, and professionally when I was about 13 years old. Always playing in groups and writing music. Went to Vassar College as a music major, left Vassar College, went to the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles, started interning in recording studios, switched from electric bass to six-string guitar. I found that whatever the instrument was more of a conduit to get the music out than it was a focus. Then, all of a sudden, I moved to Vermont in 87 and started working with the local musicians up here. Served in Pure Pressure for 10 years. Dave Grippo and Bruce Sklar and all those guys. Started my own jazz groups, which included guys like Chris Peterman and Steve Wienert and Clyde Statz, and we did a bunch of gigs at the Flynn, opening for all sorts of acts at jazz festivals. Actually, I've been coming to the jazz festival now for, I think, 22 or 23 years every year. Whatever I'm doing and wherever I am in the world, I come back for the Discover Jazz Fest, which I love. I guess it was 97. In the winter months, I was living in Stowe and teaching skiing. And I had a recording studio in a barn in Shelburne and started doing my own recordings then and my own productions then, and just returned to Stowe and back playing on the scene.
Talk about the music scene in late 80s and 90s.
Here.
In Vermont, yeah.
Oh, it was great then. It's great now. I played my first gig ever in 87 with Clyde Statz as a duet gig at the Vermont Pub and Brewery. It was a lot of fun then, as I'm hoping it is and finding out that it is now. There were a lot of great groups around then, whether it was the Cuts or the End Zones or Ann's Band, which I started at Metronome for Ann Rothwell and her club. And there was Pure Pressure, which was just the funkiest party band on earth. And there was the Grippo Sklar Septet, which was kind of an Afro-Cuban jazz experiment, which was cool. And a lot of trios and a lot of just, you know, Burlington is a good crucible for music. There's a really, really high quality of musicianship and personality in music up here. It was part of the reason I wanted to come back was get out of the competition of a major urban setting and get back into playing with friends and in a situation where basically it's people actually listen to what you're playing and enjoy it. So it's great to be back.
Yeah, that was my next question. Why are you back?
Oh, it's pretty simple. I'm 57 years old, and at a certain point you hit most of your goals or benchmarks, and then you have that moment where you say, where do you want to go for the next part of it, or do you want to stay where you are? And as far as the music is concerned, you know, I've done a tremendous amount of productions as an engineer and producer for a lot of household names now, and got my chops together doing that. So I'll continue to do that, but I wanted to do that in a setting that was a little bit less pressured and less competitive than New York City. And I played on the scene at all the jazz clubs in New York City, and that was great as well. But one of the things I missed most, besides fresh air, mountains, and a pace of life, was a sense of community that you have in this setting far more, in my experience, than you do in any urban setting. And New York is not the most relaxed atmosphere anyway. So if you magnify the whole thing by 10, you kind of get close to New York. So I wanted to be back in this vibe and play music with friends again.
Mm. What's different?
What's different now?
Yeah.
As opposed to the 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
Me, I'm tired. No.
So it ends at 11 and not 2 a.m.
Well, there's a cultural difference now. You know, I find that people are still going out to hear music, but Fewer, and I don't know if that's an internet-based thing or, you know, too much television or streaming. I'm not sure exactly what it is. You know, I think it's probably age-driven. I'm seeing a different bunch of people coming out. But then again, because the music that we're doing at least is of such quality, younger people, UVM people, et cetera, are coming out to check it out, and they're kind of saying, well, what is this? So we're getting to – we're exposing that audience to music of a bit of from our age group. But I don't see a heck of a lot different in the vibe in Burlington. Still really creative and artistic and positive and fun and very weird, which is another draw as far as I'm concerned. My wife and I decided that whatever we were going to do for this next phase was going to be exactly what we want to do, not what we need to do or have to do. And it's got to be fun. It's just got to be fun. You know, whatever I'm involved in now, if it's not enjoyable, I'm just not going to do it.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and telling us more. It was great to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for having me in.
That's jazz musician George Pettit from Stowe. He is beginning a long-term residency at the Griffin on Main Street in Burlington with his trio every Tuesday night at 8, starting next week. Find out more at vpr.net. And now here's Art Hounds.